This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, October 31. Legacy. Our reading comes from Hebrews chapter 11 and Genesis chapter 50. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of Joseph's sons and worshipped as he leaned on the top of his staff. Genesis chapter 50. When Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, they said, "What if Joseph holds a grudge against us and pays us back for all the wrongs we did to him?" So they sent word to Joseph, saying, "Your father left these instructions before he died. This is what you are to say to Joseph. I ask you to forgive your brothers the sins and the wrongs they committed in treating you so badly. Now please forgive the sins of the servants of the God of your father." When their message came to him, Joseph wept. His brothers then came and threw themselves down before him. "We are your slaves," they said. But Joseph said to them, "Don't be afraid. Am I in the place of God? You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives. So then, don't be afraid. I will provide for you and your children." And he reassured them and spoke kindly to them. Many tombstones include an epitaph, a statement about a person's life or character. We don't know if there was an epitaph on Jacob's tomb, but Hebrews 11:21 remembers him as one who lived by faith. After Jacob's death, his elder sons were afraid that Joseph would seek revenge for mistreating him. After all, payback would be understandable, but Joseph told them, "God intended it for good." When we live by faith, we see that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Joseph understood that God can redeem even the worst of circumstances for good, to show us his salvation. In Egypt, Joseph had suffered difficult times as a person sold into slavery, but he also learned that God was with him, and God amazingly raised him up to be a ruler in Egypt at a time when people from many nations would need food because of a great famine. So he told his brothers, "God intended it for good, the saving of many lives, including their own." The lives of Jacob and his descendants show that God can redeem even difficult people. And this means God can redeem us too. We can know the grace and forgiveness that come from Christ's work of salvation. Have you experienced God's grace? Let Jesus move your heart today from self-interest to faith in God, who uses all things for good. Pray with me. Lord and God, you changed Jacob into a hero of faith. Change me also, for Jesus' sake. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.